Come on in, ladies. Come on
ladies.
In.
Ladies.
You passed it.
Come on.
Well.
No. That was weird. It seemed aggressive, but it was nice, I think.
Aggressively nice.
Aggressively nice. Ladies. Be hey a there. Part of history. All right, well, Stab is a live panel show podcast geared towards humor. grounded in truth. And whoa, lady, guy, female, man, welcome. Okay, all right. So we're going to start the show. and it's going to be so great. It's going to be so great, as usual. Yeah, we're a live podcast. We do a little intro here. Hey, guy on a bike. We do a little intro. Except Tourette's now. Everything that goes, I'm a car. Car. Blue car. Old man. So here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform
all
for
right.
the first and likely last time
it's gonna be great.
In front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys.
In a show called
Oh!
Stab!
Yeah.
Stab.
Woo.
Hello! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people! Yes! 4 people on stage, 8 people in the crowd. 1 cook,
Stab.
10 quesadillas. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Stab. Let's meet our contestants. One more, let's hear it for Tyler Kenny. I remember his name. Tyler Kenny. Robert Berry.
Hi, everybody.
Jesse Jones.
Oh, Jesse.
He's down there. I'm John Ross. Thank you very much. That was nice of you. Thank you for being here, guys. Welcome to another episode of Stab. Here at the lovely Luna's Cafe, 1414 16th Street, Sacramento, California, 958-14. All right, so welcome, Tyler Kenny. It's your first show back on Stab since performing down in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Los Angeles, on the show, which you could listen to at stabforgold.com. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, John.
Tyler. Don't know if you knew this, but Tyler is getting so big. You're getting so big.
Look at me.
Well, it's good to see you. You're so tall. All right. Robert Berry.
Hi.
This is his second time on the show, right?
Fourth.
No. Is it really?
Second here, though.
Second here.
Yeah.
Wait, where else?
I was some comedy spot shows. Ones.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Holy yeah. shit. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was a long time ago.
They weren't
ago.
Very good, apparently.
I didn't say that. Well, thank you for being here, Robert. Anything new?
No, just got an erection.
Go, good.
Haven't had one of those good. In a while. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew this about Robert. He is tart. He's tart. Sweet tart. Jesse Jones. Hey, lady, come on in.
Hey. Oh.
Jesse Jones.
Hey.
Can you stop yelling at the ladies with me?
I'm sorry.
It's worse when two guys are catcalling.
Hey, you.
Getting double catcalled.
The two of us.
So many videos are going to be on the internet. Catcall your way into a threesome. That would be weird.
Sure.
Ever had that experience? Huh? The devil's threesome? Okay. Jesse Jones,
yeah.
Thanks for being here again.
Sure.
You're on every show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this about Jesse, but he's going to tell... Let's play Stab. I forgot what button to push. There we go. Let's play. Welcome to Stab. Tyler Kenny, this first segment's called This Was Today Once. Robert Berry, all same for you. Jesse, also for you. We're doing this segment.
Oh, okay.
Tyler Kenny, on this date, 1992, Madonna signs a $60 million deal with Time Warner. Also on this date, 1818, the case of Ashford versus Thornton ends with Abraham Thornton. He was allowed to go free rather than face retrial for murder after his demand for trial by battle is upheld. Trial by battle. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem? Hey, dudes! All right.
Does anyone remember the prompt?
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Madonna and stuff. I don't like to think of this day as the anniversary of Madonna's $60 million contract.
Okay.
I like to think of it as the high water mark of the recording industry.
Okay.
Like it was 1992, and they're gambling $60 million on a dance club icon. instead of giving $60 million to a woman with pointy boobs, they could give like $60 to, you know, Courtney Love's sad grunge titties and like really get a return on your investment. I mean, it's 1992. Gangster rap, grunge, even acid jazz, and they're doing $60 million. Anyway, so, like her first album out of the gate is Erotica, and don't we all remember all the timeless hits on that one? No, we don't, because fuck Madonna and fuck Time Warner and fuck $60 million. I did nothing to celebrate this date. That said, Justify My Love came on Spotify, and I rubbed my semi-chub against a woman in an elevator. So maybe I did celebrate. And then the second thing. So right. Basically in England in 1818, do we all remember the prompt?
1818.
If somebody accuses you of murder, instead of like going to trial, you can just fight them and kill them. Yeah. And then they'll be like, oh, you proved it. You're not a murderer. It's like a bullshit, like, from the people that brought you witch burnings, you know? So, you know, fuck Ashford. Fuck Thornton. Fuck England. I did nothing to celebrate this date either. But I did burn a witch at the food co-op. With soup.
With soup.
With soup.
Very good. Tyler Kinney. Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet. Robert Barry.
Yeah.
I almost said racial barriers.
Yeah. You say tomato.
I actually did. I'm like, why? What racial? Okay.
Yeah.
Robert Barry, on this date, 1895, Emil Christian, American trombonist and composer, was born. Also on this date, 1946, the League of Nations officially dissolves, giving most of its power to the United Nations. How did you celebrate these events combined?
Sure. Well, you know, being that Emil's a trombonist, I found out that there's this thing called a rusty trombone.
Okay.
And it's this sexual act you could do. If you want to know how to do it, it's a guy-on-guy thing. Sorry, ladies. But you, well, I don't know. It doesn't have to be. But one guy will lick the man's butthole.
Okay.
It's called analingus, too, if you don't like the jargon. And then while he's doing that, he strokes the guy in front of him. So it's as if you're playing a trombone.
I get it. Yeah.
But since it's dirty, they call it a rusty trombone.
Okay.
And so anyway, I celebrated this day by making 193 sock puppets to represent someone from each country of the United Nations.
All right.
And I had them lick my butt while I jacked myself off.
Okay.
And then we linked all together and made a United Nations human rusty trombone sock centipede. And we all came at the same time.
Oh, right.
And it was a world peace. A world peace of ass, that is.
Very good. Robert Barry. I missed the whole boat to the Urban Dictionary stuff. Remember when it was like really popular?
Yeah.
That was like maybe 9-10 years ago, right? When it was like the Pittsburgh Funder Board or something. You know, like it was just all these things that were sex acts that never...
Can I be honest? I actually contributed one today in the writing of this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned, guys.
We'll wait for that. Yeah, guys.
The term that wasn't on Urban Dictionary, but I felt should have been.
Should have been. Well, yeah. we'll add that entry. Jesse Jones.
Somebody can also add the Pittsburgh Funder Board later.
Pittsburgh Funder Board, yeah.
That's probably not on there.
Yeah. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1889, Adolf Hitler, Austrian, German soldier, politician, Chancellor of Germany, was born. Today's Hitler's birthday.
Yeah. And I knew with 100% certainty you were going to give me that.
Yeah, I almost left it out, but I just, you know, felt like, you know. Also on this date, 952, Eric Pickles, English politician, Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government, was born. 952, that's not right. 1952, Eric Pickles was born. So Eric Pickles and Adolf Hitler born same birthday. How did you recognize these events in tandem?
Well, I don't know if you knew this about me, John, but I'm actually a painter.
All right.
It's always been a passion of mine. I like to think I'm pretty good, even if some don't quite see it. Anyway, this afternoon, just to sort of take my mind off of things, I decided to paint a delicious bowl of vegetables. Now you might be thinking, don't you mean you painted a bowl of fruit? To which I say, no. Everyone does fruit. And I'm not everyone. I am better. Superior in almost every way. And as such, I chose the far more challenging bowl of vegetables to highlight my individuality and brilliance. The Jews loving it. But try as I might, in this gorgeous rainbow of greens, I just, for whatever reason, couldn't seem to get the pickle right. I don't know what it was, if it was the shape or the size. It was just something that prevented me from properly capturing its essence. And so it was then that I decided that the pickle was not only the cause of the ruination of this painting of produce, but had clearly been the cause of all of my great failures to date. I'll take it. It then immediately became my life's purpose to see to the total and utter eradication of the pickle from all of existence. Not surprisingly, through the force of my hypnotically charismatic leadership, I was quickly able to rally like-minded individuals behind my unassailable belief that all of our life's ills and every piece of misfortune that had befallen us and our families to date were due to this, our newly discovered common enemy, the insolent gherkin. I ordered the collection and systematic destruction of kosher dills by the millions, Jonathan. Those caught harboring pickles would share their fate. Boxcars crammed full of these brine cucumber bastards were sent away as if they had never even existed. Needless to say, it's been a full afternoon. And you know the funny thing? When I went back and looked over the bowl again, I think that was actually a zucchini. Which goes a long way to explaining why it didn't look right. But I still stand by my actions.
Very good. Yeah. Full disclosure, I'm a Russian Jew. I could laugh at that. All right. This next segment is called Reorganization. Gentlemen, please take this acronym that I put up here and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In honor of it being IBS Awareness Month, I don't know if you knew this, Irritable Bowel Syndrome Awareness Month, today's acronym is SHART. SHART. Tyler Kinney, what does SHART mean to you?
SHART is shorthand for sometimes hams are really tart, which, in case you don't remember, was a non-dairy ham spread in the 80s. It was I Can't Believe It's Not Butter's foray into the spreadable meat game. Originally sold under the brand name Hamonaise, the name was changed to SHART when people noted that the flavor, while undeniably hammy, was also mouth-puckeringly tart. Sometimes hams are really tart, or shart, the spreadable ham paste, became very popular in the Russian prison system. But shart never could quite catch on in the States. But sales had a major boost in 1986 when, under the Reagan administration, shart was categorized as a protein course and could be included in school lunches. This boon for shart was short-lived, as the product was consumed by an unprecedented number of prepubescent boys, and the side effects began to emerge. Although legally labeled not a non-food by the FDA, it was discovered that a small percentage of male children developed 8 suckling teats after the steady consumption of shart. Shart was quickly pulled from the shelves after that. Now, sadly, shart can only be bought on eBay, ironically. However, you still might be able to trade cigarettes or your butthole for a tub of shart in a Russian prison.
Very good, Tyler Kenny. That's what shart means to you. Robert Barry.
Yes.
What does shart mean to you?
Well, I kind of went a different route. Mine is... a group called Shart. They call it's because they have the belief that Sanders, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders,
yes,
has a raspberry treat.
Sanders has a raspberry treat.
Sanders has a raspberry treat, and he's it's for all of us. And if we just elect him, he's holding back on that during the campaign speeches because he wants it to be a surprise. And it'll kind of be like the Hunger Games. You know, your name will get picked out of a fishbowl from your district. And you'll get, and if you don't want to go, someone can volunteer to take your place. But why would you? Because it's a raspberry treat.
It's a raspberry,
you know,
treat.
And then you go to the White House, and he'll put on some music from his time. some Peter, Paul, and Mary. And maybe leaving on a jet plane or Puff the Magic Dragon, you know, something like that. And then he'll lower the lighting a little bit. And just when you think things are getting a little maybe too freaky, you know, he's got an array of raspberry treats, like maybe some tarts and some danishes and a truffle covered with chocolate. Mm. So, so many industrialized nations in the world do that, and we don't. And it's about time we caught up.
Yeah, I agree. Very good, Robert Barry.
Thank you.
Yes. Feel the burn. Jesse Jones, shart, what does it mean to you?
Oh, you know. This is actually a common mistake that this organization faces more or less on a daily basis. You see, this group isn't called SHART. A-R-T. No. No, heavens no. It's actually S-H-Art. Or S-period, H-period, art.
Okay.
And it stands for, obviously, someone help art. It's not this one. It's just, it's a different art. I realized as I was about to read it that, that the owner of this establishment is also named Art. I don't know if you need help, Art, but it's not. And you know, it's not about bad pickle paintings or nothing. No, you see, this group of really swell folk are all fully dedicated to the belief that art's been going through a real rough time lately. And by gosh, someone should really help him out. But they're really busy, you know. I mean, everybody in SH Art would really like to help Art if they could. I mean, you know them. Nobody loves Art and wishes he'd get some of the gosh darn help he needs more than them. But there's just no way they can do it. But someone sure as heck should. I mean, wasn't it sad when Art lost his job at the plant? They called it gross incompetence, but I think the way they treated Art was what was just gross, you know. And then how about when Deb just up and took the kids and moved to Cheyenne? Oh, but boy, wasn't that sad? And but also fairly predictable, knowing Art and Deb, you know? Those two fought like cats and dogs. And all the good people at SH Arts K, or someone help Art's kids. Really thought they needed to get out of there, because that's not a healthy environment for a kid to grow up in. But heavens, if they knew what to do about it, you know. I mean, gosh, have you seen Art lately? I don't know if he's even showered this week. Oh, somebody should really help that poor Art out, you know. Bless his little heart. Art. Art's little heart. Oh, shart. Someone help Art.
There that was. Reorganization. You don't have to clap at everything. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Yes. Woo! We got a woo from it. Gentlemen, please have written three haiku in regards to the next topical story. A new McDonald's location in Missouri is offering all-you-could-eat fries. Holy fuck. Yeah, let's hear a haiku from the each of you. Tyler Kinney starts off.
This is called Bottomless. Okay, McDonald's. I accept your fry challenge. I never felt love.
Very good. Robert Berry.
All you can eat fries. My mom only ate just one. Deathly allergic.
Very good.
First is titled Fry Majesty. Blessed happiness. Greasy tater spires stretching to infinity. Salty tears of joy.
Very good. You're second of three, Tyler Kenny.
This one is called Forget It. Dude, you heard correct. Why can't you accept good news? Never mind, forget it.
Very good. I mean, it's okay.
This one's titled Wicked Game. I won't chew these fries. They'll collect in my stomach, and I'll shit Jenga.
Very good. Nice.
Second is titled Eastward Bound. The money all-you-can-eat fries saves me would buy a Missouri home.
Very good. Very good. And your third of three.
This one is called Fill It Up. Deborah said it's cool. Use my knee-high fry caddy. Just fill up the sock.
Very good. Robert?
This one's called, this one'll make you hate me. I won't chew these fries. So they'll swim down my colon right in your dick hole.
Oh. Already?
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah. My third is titled Spurlock's Lament. No more supersize. Won that battle, Morgan. But Ronald wins the war.
Very good. That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. Yeah. Brings us to our next segment, movie makeup. Here are some movie titles we made up. Please give the synopsis based off the provided titles. Tyler Kinney, the name of your movie is called How to Train Your Grandma. How to Train Your Grandma. Ladies. Sorry. How to Train Your Grandma.
How to Train Your Grandma. The much-anticipated follow-up to 50 Shades of How Stella Got Traveling Pants, actually. It's the heartwarming story of finding love and eroticism in the least expected places. The convalescent home. Stella had been in a funk since her last lover was scared off by her suggestion that she let her dominate him completely. He was okay with light spanking, but couldn't accept a strong woman forcing him to live like a chum dog. FYI, according to Urban Dictionary as of today, a chum dog is the dog that they use to get the fighting dogs excited about killing before the match.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Chum dog.
Like a total throwaway dog. Chum dog. Would she ever find love? Who would consent to her kind of love? She had nearly given up. Then while visiting her conservative grandmother in a home, she meets Greta, a submissive in her twilight years. Their unlikely relationship blooms until Stella pops the big question. Will you, Greta, be my chum dog? Greta, most likely living out a childhood memory, says, whatever you desire, mein Führer.
Oh, full circle.
Too senile to remember her safe word, Greta lives out her days in a cage underneath the dining room table of Stella's condo. Her anaconda. Stella travels for work a lot, so Greta's days are darkness, punctuated by unthinkable degradation. Having found her true love, Grandma Chum Dog, Stella finally regains her confidence. Look out, world. How to Train Your Grandma, 2016. Summer.
All right, it is summer. All right, very good. Yeah. Robert Barry, the name of your movie. It's called The Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys with a Z.
The Bare Knuckle, oh, is a Z on it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Did that change it? I'm sorry. The Bare Knuckle All Billy right. Goat Boys.
Well, you know, those Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys are at it again in Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys. You've already seen Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys 2, Goat 2 Furious. Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys 3, the Billy Goatening. Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys 4, Back in Time Goat Holocaust Warriors. Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys 5, The Goat Awakens. And maybe you wondered why we never made a Bare Knuckle Billy Goat Boys 1. Well, the prequel is finally here, and your questions will all be answered. It's a movie for the kid in all of us. That was the chum dog entry of the bunch there.
Very good, Robert Barry. Thank you very much.
It's horrible.
No, you're fine. Looks so different without glasses.
Yeah.
Better. All right, really? I don't know. Jesse Jones, the name of your film is called The Pancetta Projects. The Pancetta Projects.
Okay, this is my pitch. In case any of you have, friends in the entertainment industry who are looking for a surefire mono blockbuster of a feature film, TV movie, or reality style television series idea. Okay. Now, I don't have all my materials with me, but just imagine a really up-tempo, real business sounding beat and a bunch of slick professional PowerPoint slides all whooshing in and out. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. The Pancetta Projects! The Pancetta Projects. Who loves bacon? Trick question. Everybody! Everybody loves bacon. What's better than bacon? Pancetta! It's so good, you guys! Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. What's really big now? Cooking shows. Research says yes! Charts and graphs. What else also is really big? Just like just as big right now. Clothes making, like fashion, like fashion design shows. Charts and graphs. Woo! Dun 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 dun. So, how do you use synergy and platform optimization, upthrust, to take triple advantage of all of these things? The Pancetta Project. Say it. Say it. The Pancetta Project. That's right. Is it a cooking show? I don't know. Maybe. Is it a model clothes like a runway thing? Sure. That too. It's both of those, guys. Every week, 20 or something contestants will be put to the ultimate challenge to create high fashion clothing pieces entirely out of pancetta. Hats, whoosh. Pants, whoosh. Dog hats, whoosh. Vest for cats. Dun, 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 dun. And every week, somebody gets voted off the island. What? And it's on an island. I don't know if I said that before, but it is. It's the Pancetta Project. Now accepting backing from investors like you. Cash is preferred. But if you only have cards, I'll see if my square thing for my phone works, and we can try that. The Pancetta Project. Catch the fever. Pew, pew.
Very good. That was movie makeup. That brings us to the final category of this specific first show of the first half of tonight.
Yeah, what?
This last segment's called Location, Location, Location. Gentlemen, you all run businesses in shitty places. Please make us want to come there and shop. Tyler Kinney, you run a yoga studio where the townspeople are already relaxed, balanced, and complete human beings. They're all relaxed, complete human beings. You run a yoga studio in their town. Make us want to come to your yoga studio. Make them...
What town is this?
That's up to you.
Like Portland? Or?
Sure, Portland, yeah.
Hey, need to wind and like stretch and stuff? But you're already relaxed?
Well, listen up!
You feel that tension? That's the world. And you're too goddamn relaxed. So get ready for an immersive survival weekend of yoga and terrifying degradation. I missed this prompt.
You didn't write
yeah,
it.
I totally.
Okay, you didn't write this.
Sorry. I can bullshit some more. You want that?
Yeah, let's have another 30 seconds of bullshit. Let's
okay, 30. Survival weekend of yoga. E-degradation, E-Spanish immersion. You're just stretching out in the woods and look out. It's a Mexican guy.
Yeah?
Mexican. He's going to ask you where the library is. ¿Dónde es la biblioteca? Punk. Stretch it out. We're in Portland. All right.
You see, because we send two pages of prompts out, and I don't think you got the second page. That's happened before.
I don't know how pages work, John.
Okay, very good. Tyler Kinney, let's...
You made all of that up off the top of your head? That's pretty good.
Off the side of it. I think it came out.
Yeah.
Robert Berry, you run a joke gag shop.
Yes.
In the lobby of the lobby building of the British Parliament.
The lobby area of the
British Parliament. Jokes, yeah. Gags,
okay.
British Parliament.
I can do this. All right. Don't be alarmed by my English accent. I'm from Great Britain, also known as London. Come to Crazy Like a Fox Joke and Gag Shop this weekend for our special sale of smashingly charming British gag gifts. We've got your joke fake American teeth. They're perfect white and brilliantly hideous. Because we have fucked up teeth here in Britain, you see. So it makes those a joke. Perhaps you know a special someone that would like a Margaret Thatcher artificial collie wobbles. It looks and tastes just like the real thing. Now with extra thatch. Don't miss out on our joke tea bags. It looks just like Earl Grey tea, but it's spelled G-R-E-Y instead of G-R-A-Y. Just sit back and count the laughs, you minge twatted slapper. Also, 90% off all of J.K. Rowling's non-Harry Potter books. Come on down to Crazy Like a Fox Gag Shop. Not a very smart business to open.
Very good. Robert Barry, let's hear it for him in his 12th time on the show, apparently. Very good, Robert. Thank you, Robert. Jesse Jones, you're a prostitute.
What's his topic?
Wait for it. Yeah. Wait for it.
Jesse, you're a prostitute in a town completely occupied by your mom. This one did make me laugh before.
So hey. I just wanted to see if I mean, you know, you pay me money and I like after you pay me, or you could pay me money after, whatever, it doesn't. I just, one way or the other, you pay me money and, you know, I'll just put it right in you or whatever. No, you can't just give me the money. That's not what this is about. I'm not asking for money. I want to earn it. I'm trying to be responsible. Isn't that what you wanted? Oh, sure. It's easy to say you want it until I try to get you to pay me to do stuff to your places. Why don't you just go along with this? This is what I'm good at, and I could probably make a lot of money doing it, and you're not being supportive of my dreams. Of course I'm good at it. I know because people have told me. You wouldn't know them. No, not Megan, because I don't like Megan, and her family is poor. No, we wouldn't make a cute couple, Mom. I'm not going to go out with Megan, so don't try and set us up. I just want to... Dang it, Mom. I just want to, like, just really give it to you. You know, like, rock your world and stuff. With my, you know, with my, and your, you know. My rates are hella reasonable. I don't understand why this is such a big deal. You go to my brother's smog place and it's basically the same thing. Yes, it is. It is because I'm a professional is why. It's not about love. It's about, you know, just penis and vagina. Just yours. Yeah, fine. No, it's fine. Whatever. Doesn't even matter. Fine. Just go ask Grandma again.
Very good. That's the end of this episode of Stab. One more time for Tyler Kitty. Yes. Robert Barry. Jesse Jones. Thank you guys for coming. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, you can go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com, www.stabforgold.com. stabstimeofcomedyscientists.com, or you can go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, SoundCloud, go to our Instagram at stabshow, and that's also our Twitter handle at stabshow. Thank you guys one more time for the comedians all tonight.
Thanks, John Ross.
Hey, thank you, Robert Berry. All right. All right, guys. Thank you. Be right back.